This episode is brought to you in part by our student loan consolidation and forgiveness partners at studentloangroup.us/podcast. Find out more about how you can consolidate your student loans and apply for federal loan forgiveness programs by calling 888-720-4178 with the reference number podcast.
You know, concussion testing and eye technology has come a long way, but one of the things we really need to know is, can we quantify it? Can we repeat it? Can it be something that's scientifically objective? We're going to find out about right eye technology coming right up. Hi, Jamie Davis here from Health Tech Weekly and the Tech Podcast Network here at CES Unveiled 2016. And I'm here with Adam Gross from Right Eye. And Adam, you've got a technology here that tracks eye movement when you're using the testing device, just a basic computer screen. Tell us a little bit about how that developed, especially with concussion technology. That's such a hot issue right now.
Yeah, well, basically, the philosophy behind our company is to leverage this wonderful technology of tracking eye movements and basically replacing subjective, non-repeatable, cumbersome, often slow, and unavailable tests. So in the case of concussion, what we've done is we've simply digitized the follow the tip of my finger smooth pursuit protocol, which is a widely accepted protocol. Concussion diagnosis and also treatment. And so it's a 15-second test. We track eye movements to the tune of 120 times per second per eye. So it's digitized, it's accurate, it's objective, it's repeatable, as you said, and also it's reportable. So what we're able to do is kick out a report for the doctor, for the patient, which is really helpful in documenting the evidence of not only where they stand, where that patient stands, but as they're receiving treatment, being able to monitor the progress of that treatment over time, which really is helpful in assisting the healthcare providers to determine when to go back to work, when to go back in the game, and when to go back to play or school, which is critically important.
Now, concussion technology would be great, but you guys have taken it to another level. You've actually developed other common eye tests, making them, again, quantifiable using this eye tracking technology.
Correct. We're here at CES Unveiled release our Right Eye Essential Vision, which are a core set of metrics that are more optometric metrics, things like depth perception or basically the same philosophy, digitizing, objectifying, repeatable, documented tests, things like digitizing the static acuity chart, the eye chart, things like that. And then also Right Eye Performance Vision, which is important for people who are doing any activity from driving a vehicle to hitting a 95 mile an hour fastball. How well do my eyes work when things are moving, objects are moving, or I'm moving? As we know, the static acuity test is important to measuring how well your eyes work when you're still, but life isn't static. And so we've got a whole set of performance vision tests along with 140 training exercises to help improve those metrics. So whether you're getting vision therapy from an optometrist and you want to monitor the progress over time from that treatment, or you're using our training exercises for the performance metrics, that's basically the what we're doing.
That's great. Is this available now and available if somebody, maybe a doctor, wants to start utilizing this technology?
It is available now. We launched NeuroVision on September 1st. And we are here at Unveiled launching Essential and Performance Vision.
Where can people find out more information about that?
RightEye.com, RightEye.com, and you can go to the Contact Us page, and we'll get back to you.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing how technologies are just taking existing things and readapting them to be helpful and keep us healthy and help us get better faster by tracking how we're doing with our treatments. I'm Jamie Davis here from CES Unveiled 2016 here in the Right Eye Technologies booth, and we'll have more segments coming up soon. In the meantime, you can follow all our coverage of CES 2016 over at tpn.tv and my coverage at htweekly.com.
Remember, this episode was sponsored in part by Randy Sabara and his team at studentloangroup.us/podcast. Get more information at that site or at 888-720-4178. Remember the reference name, podcast.